Welcome back to Flipper Flix. I'm Sam.
Oh, I'm Adam.
I'm Tim.
And today is weird because we recorded our expectations, and normally we record those for social media. And then we went down the rabbit hole, and I was like, you know what? This should actually go in the episode. So I'm going to break here so that you can listen to it. All right. This week we watched Old Henry, and I was watching the trailer for this one, and I was like, okay, split the pod. Tim had suggested this one.
He did?
And so, yeah, it was on our, like, list of
movies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that, like, we put aside and we never watch. And so I was like,
it's a graveyard.
That's as to why I didn't watch it before.
This is like a graveyard of movies, just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured with Split the Pod, I was like, all right, like, I can, like, it's Adam and Tim, and that's a little dicey sometimes. So I'm going to go with, like, it's very easy for me to be like, okay, well, I'll pick something that Adam likes and then screw you, Tim. But I was like, let me see if I can do it the opposite way. And so I knew that Tim was jazzed about this one. And I was like, I don't know. I watched the trailer and I was like, it could be too slow for Adam, maybe. And, like, looking at the cover, it's not necessarily a cover that Adam would probably pick for something. He's just kind of chilling there with his gun. Like, I don't know. Mm. It felt to me like it was a little too westerny for Adam, which is what I was going with.
And I was I was going to say, slow burn isn't bad for me. I like slow burns.
Yeah, but slow burn western? Yeah.
Slow burn western is my problem.
Exactly. So that's what I was hoping for.
And yeah, Tim, you added this to the list.
I did. Now that you say that, I remember that because it's funny. I had seen it a long time ago on there. I think it was on Netflix, maybe. I don't remember. I feel like it was on Netflix. I don't know. But it's on, like, Paramount Plus now. Or you can sign up for free trial on Amazon or whatever, you know, if you have Amazon. But anyway. Yeah, I mean, I saw it, and it looked intriguing just based off the cover. You know, the guy, the actor, Tim.
Yeah.
Tim Blake Nelson.
Tim Nelson. Everything he's in, he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's weird because he's kind of just a hidden gem, in my opinion. I saw him, and I saw him in a Western style poster, and I was like, that movie's probably really good. I suggested it, and I held off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and for me, like, yeah, well, first off, for the listeners at home, Tim straight up was like, I think I'm going to like that movie. In our chat, like forgetting he suggested it, so I wasn't privy to him suggesting it. So Sam's like sitting here, like, of course you're gonna like it, Tim.
That's what happened. Right,
I wasn't sure the angle because I was like, okay, is there something I didn't like look into?
What's the
angle?
Yeah,
like, is there something that it's gonna make me hate it and Adam like it, or you know, Sam
What's your angle here, Sam?
Yeah, exactly. Getting paranoid about his pig all of a sudden.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah, so westerns aren't really my thing. I will say There Will Be Blood. It's kind of westerny, and I love that film.
It's a drama mostly, though. Yeah.
It is a drama set in the western area. It's not a western where...
Fantastic film.
Yeah, it's not a hero versus a heavy. Like, that is the western... set up like Clint Eastwood, John Wayne. Those films don't really resonate with me. I'm not saying they're bad films. They're just not for me typically.
Yeah.
So this one, I mean, I do like Tim Blake Nelson though. So that's he's just a good actor. He's fun. A lot of times he's like just goofy. So
yeah,
I was a little interested from that point of view. Gonna go with that. Nice. Interested. Cautiously interested. And I guess we're back.
Yeah, we're back now.
Hello.
Look at all that interesting knowledge you just learned about us.
And if you hated it, I don't care. I thought it was good conversation. Yeah. So that's why it's
a lot of times I'm just so bad at social media that I cut it. I bring it into our folder. I do everything. I never make the clip. The clip, it's effort these days. Reels only let you do, 90 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I'm like, 90 seconds. A lot of times we do about 100 seconds, and I'm like, now I got to split into two. That's two works.
It's two.
That's two works. And then one time, I remember Tim went on a long string of thought. And he did like 100 seconds by himself. So I had to figure out where to cut that and then cut it again and cut it again.
Yeah.
So but maybe you'll see the other expectations. Maybe they'll come to the light of day. If not, at least you got these.
One day I'm just going to make us a very weird video of us just talking our expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just string them all into each other with some like fade out music.
Nope. I'm going to cut them randomly.
I mean, that would be funny too. Like anyway.
Different movies.
So. I know. Yeah.
Where they all kind of bleed together. It could work.
Yeah.
One of us will be sick one week, the next, and it'll just, you can't keep
track. Yeah, it'd just be very odd. Yeah.
And you've changed mics a couple times this season.
Yeah.
I know.
So it'll be like quality.
All
different
over
quality,
the place.
Different quality. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, we watched Old Henry.
Shit,
thanks
yeah.
for bearing with us for however many minutes to get there.
Old Greg.
And this one was interesting because I thought it was on Paramount Plus. So, Tim, is that where you watched it?
No, well, I just rented it on Amazon.
That's what I did.
Because I thought it was Paramount Plus too.
Yeah.
And then
and that
I have
was
Paramount
a
Plus
lie.
On there. And I can't watch like half the stuff that says it's Paramount Plus.
It's bullshit.
Because it's Showtime.
I don't, you know, yeah. So it's Showtime, I guess. I don't know.
So if you have Showtime, you'll be able to get to this easier. If not, you have to have something that has a subscription for it or you got to pay for it. So I don't know. I feel like Google lied to me when it said Paramount Plus because I got there and I was like, what the fuck? It's not on here.
Get in here. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I swear it was on Netflix when I first saw, like,
I
saw it pop
you.
Up.
Oh,
somewhere.
Yeah. It's from 21. It's been 2 years, man.
Yeah. It could easily have been floating around.
That's been 2 years.
Yeah, crazy talk. But yeah, you can also get it on like Vudu or anywhere that you rent.
But not Google Play.
Yeah.
Google is like either you buy it or you're not watching it.
Yeah.
And we were like, ooh, that's a lot of commitment. I don't know if we can do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, when you get there, or if you're wondering if you should watch it, I'll give you the synopsis so you can figure out if you should watch it.
And then you got to decide what quality. And we'll
get into
that.
True. SD, HD. 4K. I mean, there's a lot of decisions in renting a movie. Anyway, doesn't matter. Good Lord, we're a rowdy bunch this week. Old Henry is an action western about a widowed farmer and his son who warily take in a mysterious injured man with a satchel of cash. When a posse of men claiming to be the law come for the money, the farmer must decide whom to trust. Defending against a siege of his homestead, he reveals a talent for gunslinging that surprises everyone, calling his true identity into question.
Okay, that was the movie. That wasn't a synopsis.
Yeah, I know.
Synopsis is like, here's the quick...
Dude, they were all that long. That was the shortest one I could find.
What, was it on IMDb?
That was Rotten Tomatoes, but the IMDb one was long.
It's about the same. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like, man, I don't want to read that much. Like, I just don't want to do it, but I couldn't get out of it.
Spoilers for if you haven't seen this movie, because there's a big spoiler that I spoiled myself with spoiling.
Yeah.
Did you spoil it before you watched it?
No.
I fucking knew it was Billy the Kid before we started.
Yeah.
Because I Googled it. And it comes up with Tim Blake Nelson as Billy the Kid.
Oh, yeah. It pops up. Yeah.
And I'm like.
Which is weird.
Great. And then I'm sitting here with Sam. We're watching the movie. I'm like, why did I think Billy the Kid was in this movie?
Yeah. He ruined it for me like halfway through the movie. And I was like, God damn it.
The best.
But you were convinced it was part of the synopsis. So I was willing to blame it on the synopsis. But I can tell you right now, it was just you.
I also tried to lie and say that Mr. the Kid wasn't in this film, even though I knew for sure he was.
Yeah. I mean, you knew he was somebody, right? Like, that's the whole point of the film is this old farmer and, you know, his son and, you know, his brother-in-law are out there. He obviously is somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And even says I had various, you know, the introduction, various vocations or whatever he says, however he phrases it. So you're like, okay, well, he's obviously not just a farmer.
Yeah, definitely. But I do wonder how your viewing of it was, Tim. Were you like, oh my gosh, it's Billy the Kid? Or were you just
good
like,
golly.
Okay.
Painfully, I admit. That when he's telling Billy the Kid story, I wasn't like, it didn't like click necessarily, but I was like, oh, that's interesting. Why is he bringing that up? And then, I mean, I got chills when he was like, you know, he's telling, he's like, that's, you know, the kind of,
yeah,
he
got
so excited.
I was like, yeah. Even though I hate like the, I don't know, celebrity status that outlaws get or whatever, you know, like criminals sometimes get.
Oh, yes. I fully agree.
But, you know.
But Billy the Kid.
It was cool.
He kind of just disappears. Nobody knows what really happened to him. So, like, I do like that this film goes into that, right? So right. It's not just like, oh, it's a movie about Billy the fucking Kid. No, it's right. Like it's just, this guy went and disappeared.
Yeah.
And they just happen upon him, essentially. Like, mm-hmm. Their luck is that he's the one that they find, you know?
Yeah. And so I'm glad somebody got that payoff because I was like, we didn't get it. And I feel like that kind of like brings it down a notch. At least it did for me because I was like, man, this is like I kind of want somebody. Although now I'm realizing we're ruining it for some people, though.
I said spoilers.
You did.
Yeah, spoilers. Yeah.
So spoilers, maybe they'll spoilers, listen spoilers. And forget before they watch it.
I don't think you will.
They're going to add it to their list. And then, like,
forget
10
about
years
it for
2 years.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. That one Flipper Flicks group, they're like, oh, yeah, you should watch this old Henry movie. And then they're going to watch it and be like, oh, yeah, it's Mr. the Kid. So, real quick, Mr. background. That's from Ted. No, I mean, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure because they go and find Billy the Kid. And
oh,
Keanu Reeves' character, Ted, always refers to him as Mr. the Kid,
which is pretty great.
So I like calling him Mr. the Kid.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Well, Mr. the Kid's fake son was annoying as shit.
Oh, God. Little
Wyatt was the worst. Hands down. Yeah.
I have to feel for him a little bit because I understand one aspect. One thing. The shooting.
Okay.
So being who he is, I understand why he didn't want to teach him.
Because he's just too damn good.
Don't understand. No. He doesn't want him to fall into that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because he knows that's kind of like an avenue, right? Once you know that, you have more avenue back then. But I think I feel for him a little bit because it's like, well, he knows all this stuff. Why wouldn't he teach him to be good?
Yeah.
So that if needed, he's, you know, balling, right? Like,
yeah.
Well, I don't know why you would hold that back.
Yeah. Especially where they are in that little valley. Like, I mean, it's a good spot, like they had said, but it's also kind of like they're cornered once they're down there. And so it wouldn't hurt for him to like be a little bit more prepared for what goes down when it goes down.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I was just like, he felt like a bad child actor from like the 90s. And like, bro is too old to be a bad child actor. Like, I don't know. I think part of it was just the character. I was like, you're just being
I think it was written
character.
Poorly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure his direction was just be like, just be annoying and get in the way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, be a kid that's too eager to do stuff. You know, get to be an adult and get in the way.
The usual teenage angst.
Right. How about what was his name? The guy that comes
Curry.
In the house. Curry. It was Curry. Okay, I was gonna say Curry, but I didn't think I was right. How many times he gets shot?
Dude's a bullet sponge.
He steps and also he's like, he falls over.
Do you not like, understand cover?
What the hell, dude?
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk past this window.
Also, I'm just gonna say that gang or whatever the hell they were in doesn't understand cover in general. The main villain, fucking Ketchum, which also
nice.
What is he? Ash's dad? Is that where he went all these years?
I was thinking Ketchum.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, so Ketchum's like hiding behind a tree that is thinner than
thinner
him.
Thinner than him, yeah.
I'm like, did he take notes from Extraction 2?
Probably.
Hiding behind a ladder.
Yeah.
We didn't even watch that movie. We just saw a meme on it, and Tim, I think Tim died inside.
Yeah, that was, wow. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, man.
Did you guys have a guess that they were all part of, like he was part of the gang?
Yeah, absolutely.
I honestly didn't know what was going on because, like, when he first gets there, he's like, oh, yeah. And, like, obviously you're not going to believe him based on all of the stuff. And then as we got further along, like, I was like, I don't know. Besides turning into, like, a Swiss cheese or a sponge, like, he's not really doing that bad of shit. So
right.
I didn't really know where to place him in my mind. But I mean, obviously, he turned out.
I had a feeling he was like they were part of the group, and then he, you know, a couple of them were pulling away from the group and stealing from him.
That's what
And so they were hunting him down. Yeah. That's what I assumed.
Why would a sheriff have a satchel of cash?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. It just doesn't check out. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So, at that point when they were both using the exact same story, I'm like, these two know each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely happening.
Mm-hmm.
Also, where the fuck to get all those other men?
I know.
He said he was going back to the town to hire them,
right? Yeah.
Okay. So the guy was supposed to watch the house while they were gone.
But still, I felt like he was instantaneously back with him. I know he was pretty fast. Yeah. You would think it would take a little longer. I don't know.
Dude, there was a line at the beginning when he was Mr. the Kid was like, "Hey, yeah, these pigs will eat anything." I was like, either a human's going to eat a human or pigs are going to eat a human. A human is being eaten in this film by something that isn't normal.
Yeah. And he didn't even take his clothes off. He just schluffs them into the pig pen.
Yeah, that's what I found weird. I thought about that too.
They're getting their extra fiber.
Pigs will eat anything, but I mean, quite literally anything from what I understand. So I just kind of chalked it up to that. But
yeah, we've all seen Spirited Away.
I don't know. True.
That's true. Yeah.
Same.
Be wary of pig farmers.
Yeah. Seriously. Well, I mean, I don't know. Bacon made by clothing. Like, I don't know. But now that you're telling me that, I'm like, it's probably not the first time.
Oh, so we're gonna call back to the expectations real quick. Tim, you said that you were excited when Tim Blake Nelson is standing there in a westerny looking movie.
Yeah.
This is his fifth Western.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's wild to me. Like, that's a lot of Western. Like, there's not many Westerns being made today. And he's been in five.
Yeah. Just goes to show he's good at them. I mean, the most recent one besides this was probably Ballad, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buster Scruggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done quite a bit of work. I still will say, "Oh brother, where art thou?"
Yeah.
Oh, such a good one.
I don't even remember his name in it, but just the trio.
Yeah.
It's so good. I'm probably going to have to watch that soon. It's been a long time.
Also, what was going on with old Henry, his eye? One of his eyes was just fucked up the whole time.
Right eye, I think, was closed almost the whole time.
Actually, is that what, do we have photographs of Billy the Kid from when he was an outlaw? Have a fucked up eye? Because I know they showed it for a second.
I don't think he did. They showed the picture or whatever of him at one point. Yeah, he didn't in that picture.
Well, and there's one time where Tim Blake Nelson comes out and both of his eyes are open, and I was like, oh, so maybe he just fucked it up. But I think it was just a gap.
He has a wonky eye.
Yeah, I Googled it, and he has a little bit of a wonky eye in some of these pictures.
Okay, well, there you go.
I did love that they brought the hat out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that final showdown, I almost said shoot down, but the final showdown, when he takes his first shot, fucking lightning speed.
Yeah.
Who? The sheriff?
No. Billy the Kid. And then he jumps through the window.
When he finally is all right, he's got his belt on. Yeah.
He put his hat on and everything.
Yeah, because he walks out and then he shoots the guy, the main baddie, the sheriff, in the chest, right?
Cheek.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Right through the cheek.
The cheek. Yeah.
And it was super fast, it felt like.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, people that are good at that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like a practiced person in that kind of stuff, control a firearm. I mean, even from an unretention holster, like a leather holster like that. I don't. You could be in well under a second to get that thing out and get a shot off, in my opinion. Yeah. So that's pretty realistic.
I just was saying it was cool.
That was very cool. I geeked out on that scene.
Okay, yeah.
Especially because he was walking and he was just like, and he showed like a lot of confidence in his shooting because he was, you know, he shot and then he started moving and he was just kind of hip firing and then he jumped through the window and stuff.
I thought it was hilarious when he jumped through the window. I'm like, why did you come outside?
Why did you bother going outside?
Other dude gets up, gets shot in the leg. God damn it.
Yeah, he literally steps in front of the window and
shot in the leg.
He was just there to get shot, like, basically.
Yeah,
and then there was the scene where he was, like, sneaking around the house on the outside, and that was good, too, where he was, like, under the house at one point.
Yeah.
Shoots a guy.
Mm-hmm. He just wiped them out.
I really liked when he killed Dugan, the guy he fed to the pigs.
Yeah.
Because he literally just walks out and he's just like shooting under the house. He's not really looking. He's just like shooting to get the guy to come out of the house.
Yeah.
That was great. He just doesn't care. He just like shoots. He knows where he's going to go.
Yeah.
Then he suffocates him in mud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's traumatic.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not saying he didn't deserve it.
I was going to say, and he could have gotten out of it because I think he gives him an out and he's like, tell me or whatever.
He does. But, yeah.
Dude,
wah.
Big Al, the brother-in-law, though, he never speaks. He's tight-lipped. Mm-hmm. Sam Elliott sounded motherfucker.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I'm like, that's not Sam Elliott. I know what Sam Elliott sounds like. I know what he looks like.
Yeah.
That is not him, but it sounds like him.
Yeah, it was very like confusing at first because I heard him and I'm like, am I sure that Sam Elliott is not in this scene somewhere? Like,
is he off screen? Is he narrating right now? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I want to know the story behind Al and Billy and his wife and stuff. Like, because Al is very loyal to him. I mean, he obviously doesn't give him up. So he knows who he is because he hints at like the storm or whatever that they're about to unleash. And it's like, mm-hmm. He obviously knows, so it's who was Al and who was Billy to him, you know, beforehand.
Yeah, they kind of just imply like, oh yeah, I checked him out before, you know, before you married my sister. Like, oh, okay. Okay, like, did you stake up your farm right next door first?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you could just be like, I want this land back in the day. That's insane to me.
That's kind of crazy.
I had to pay thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Get a bunch of people involved.
Yeah. So many people are involved. And then you got to get it zoned and you got to get it to build a house. You have to get like so many people to sign off on it. It's insane. But yeah, I just thought that was funny because I didn't know anything about that. I'm not from that time.
That's true.
Mm. So one of the news clippings, so when Wyatt like goes through it, it is of the Lincoln Country War, which is a war between an actual war between farmers and ranchers.
Oh.
Yeah. And what happened was Billy the Kid was involved.
There you go.
He was a hired gun during it. I don't remember which side.
The farmer.
But, Tim, that could connect.
That actually could be why.
There you go. Circle.
I bet that's it then. It also is weird that he kept the news clippings.
I wouldn't keep my news clippings if I'm going into hiding.
If he's trying to hide like that, I mean,
unless there's some pride in it, like, are you proud of all the murder?
That's
you
what
did?
I was thinking.
Yeah.
All that muck duck.
Could be.
Yeah, it was a weird angle. Like, I get keeping all the guns and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You could use that later. What, are you going to scrapbook the fucking news clippings?
Right, like, why would you keep that stuff? But I don't know. Or maybe his wife wanted him to keep him or something. You never know. I mean,
yeah. At one point,
it was purely there for us, right?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, I guess at one point he might have thought that he would tell Wyatt in his own way. And like, maybe that would be good for him to have. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Well, maybe so, because if he was involved in, he was involved in that war and he was on whatever side, the farmers probably.
We're hoping.
That's the angle he probably wanted to see him from, right? Like who he wanted his son to see him as, because he tells him that there's going to be a lot that they tell you that isn't true and some that is, right?
Yeah,
exactly. So,
Yeah. It was probably for that reason to have the be like, this is who I was, you know, now you're old enough to understand. And, you know, he just shows him who he wants him to see him as. But
yeah, which is cool.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Right.
I would think, I don't know. It's tough to say because depending on how the world depicts him, Wyatt will either be like, oh, I'm proud of my dad. He was a damn good fighter. Or, nah, fuck that guy. He killed a lot of people.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. There's no Billy the Kid Jr., though.
Yeah, who's to say?
That kid was a terrible shot.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Well, I don't know. I had some issue with the fact that they didn't seem to have a back door. That would have come in handy one of the many millions of times. I don't know. They never went out the back door if they had it.
I thought he told the kid to go
out the back door.
Yeah, but did he ever go out the back?
I don't know.
Because the one time that, I mean, they could have used it multiple times, but the one time that it specifically pissed me off was when they were getting the horses ready and they were like, okay, yeah, we're going to ride off and leave you here or whatever. And then they come over the hill and I'm like, God damn it, if you had a back door, this would be fine.
Yeah.
But that back door might not be a good exit just outside of...
Go through the woods with your horses. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's a good spot and not at the same time. Not if you're being surrounded, perhaps.
Yeah.
It helps force the storyline.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
At one point, I decided that they were definitely both psychopaths because they were drinking, like, hard milk or just milk.
Yeah.
They're sitting at the dinner table.
There was milk there, was there? But I don't think that's uncommon.
I didn't know farming back then. Oh, that's true.
You know,
I must have missed this. What happened?
So
when they were eating dinner.
Yeah, they were eating dinner, and he ties him up, and basically, he's like feeding him the soup, and then he unties one of them, and also the soup looked gnarly too.
I don't think he was a
really
good
thin, and then like chunky. Yeah. But anyway, and then he like goes up to get like the what I presume is milk, but like from where he grabs it, Tim, it kind of looked like it was like spiked milk or something. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
so yeah, so that's how you could tell that they were both, you know,
psycho
crazy because there's some milk happening. Yeah,
it's like putting cheese on pie.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are gonna have to try hard milk next. That's called a White Russian.
Exactly. There you go.
Pretty much.
Just to call it out.
We've solved it.
I don't know if they had Kahlua back in the day.
Who's to say?
But
yeah, I just thought that was funny. And then I was going to say, like, I thought the cinematography was very good in this. So, like, when it first opens up, like, there were a lot of those shots of just, like, the golden field. And I was like, okay. But then the other shots that I really liked were they would frame people in the door and it would be all dark and they would be, like, silhouettes. So, like, there was one where Wyatt was standing there and then... old Henry was riding off and like, I don't know, it just looked really good. I was like, whoever the cinematographer was did a good job. That's it.
Did you notice there wasn't a single woman in this movie?
No, but I know now.
Only reference to his wife. I did notice that, but I just thought it was funny. I was like, I mean, like logistically at that time.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Unless his wife was going to be at the house, basically.
Yeah, I was like, the wife has to be alive or there has to be a sister. Yeah. And they wanted a big, burly man as a brother-in-law. So I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Sam Elliott sound-alike.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a look-alike. It's a sound-alike.
Yeah. Who can we get that sounds like Sam Elliott?
But it's like...
but is not Sam Elliott.
So
like
much
all.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
Also younger.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he auditions normally, and they're like, actually, we're going to need you to do a Sam Elliott voice.
No, apparently he gets brought on for his voice a lot.
Ah, there you go.
Interesting.
Trace Adkins.
Oh, he's a country singer.
No,
is
he's
he
not.
Actually?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Unless there's two Trace Adkins wandering around.
Dude,
which
is that what
be.
That fucking country song was at the end of the movie?
Probably.
My son... You want my soul.
Yeah, did you watch the credits, Tim?
I did not.
Oh, I'm glad you missed it because
Trace Adkins, trademark baritone, has powered countless hits to the top of the charts and turned albums into platinum plaques.
Honky tonk badonka donk.
Yeah, that's a classic.
What in the world?
Oh, if you weren't aware of this, Tim and I, well, I can fully say for myself, I don't listen to country. And
yeah, Tim, I don't either.
Yeah, so.
Honka tonk, badonka donk. If you're going to listen to any Trace Adkins, you guys got to enter with that one.
Okay.
You're going to miss popular. This. Songs about me. Every light in the house. He's 6'6".
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
All right, I take it back. He might not be cheaper than Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Know. Yeah, I mean.
Learning all this. Yeah. I thought he was like a hidden just voice, but turns out he's not.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know what he looked like. So there you go.
Now you do.
He looks a little different than in the pictures I see. Yeah. You know, right here.
They really
he's a little rougher in the yeah, movie.
Exactly. They were like, we gotta hide who it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, there you go.
I'm glad I brought that up.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Dropping some country knowledge on you folk.
You non-country folk types. Mm-hmm. So this movie won 3 awards and was nominated mm-hmm. for 1 other.
Cinematography?
I didn't look.
Damn it.
Because I was lazy.
That's fair.
But the critics gave it a 94%, audience Damn. A 91%, IMDb with a 7.2 out of 10. And to make it all confusing, Google with a 76%.
Okay.
That makes no sense to me. Like, normally IMDb will be low and Google will be high.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyways, as the picker of the film, Sam.
As the picker of the film.
The picker of the film.
Let me see. Let me gather my thoughts here. So, yeah, exactly. The cinematography.
The cinematography
was excellent, I had already said. And oh, I was like, okay. So up until the final shootout, I was actually sufficiently stressed in this film.
Really?
Like it had me like, ooh, how's this gonna go? Like I felt like you feel a little bit. In like a traditional thriller where you're like, oh shit, like what's gonna happen next? Like it was keeping me on my toes because they just kept coming back trying to kill him. So I was like, how is this gonna pan out? But I don't know, like I kinda gotta say, Adam, you ruined it for me a little bit by like spoiling the surprise. And then also the country music at the end kind of threw it off for me too, but like not so
See,
much.
I closed it, so
exactly. Oh, you're fucking lucky, that man. Was a good move.
Like, but the surprise, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this movie's so serious, and then this like it's a hit you in the face. I'm singing a country song, not like.
Well, and it's like yeah, it's basically like what you were singing, Adam. It's like Daddy and the Sun, and
Daddy
like,
and the Boy.
What the fuck, like this
Daddy
is
and the Boy,
not,
Billy the Kid and the Kid,
not the vibe. God. So I don't know. I had like a really bad taste in my mouth after kind of enjoying the film. So when I scored it, I kind of gave it all threes, which I think it's all right. So I didn't like totally rake it over the coals. I did give cinematography high marks. I actually didn't do the music because technically that country song wasn't in the film. And then I thought that there would be good music in this film because the cinematography was doing so well, but I just kind of didn't notice it. So I did not applicable for that one. So at the end of the day, I ended up with a flip off, which I think is accurate because I don't think I would stop in the hotel for it. And I think that's what's weighing it down.
Okay.
But
for everybody's knowledge, that wasn't, that was...
It wasn't
Eddie
even
Montgomery.
His song?
It was My Son by Eddie Montgomery.
Oh, man. Wasn't even his
what
song.
The fuck?
I don't know why they did that. I guess, I don't know. So, anyway, long story long. I mean, it's kind of one that's a bit on the fence for me, but I'm going to land on the flip-off camp.
Okay. Fair. Tim?
I think we know where I'm going with this, but yeah, I gave it pretty good scores. I got the surprise and I cut it off apparently before the terrible.
Yeah, yeah, that helps.
But I thought, I mean, you said you had an A for the music.
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it was music was good. That was something that I was trying to pay attention to with this. And I thought the music was good. So I put it, you know, cinematography, yeah, that was great. The vibe, pacing, plot. And dialogue, I all gave 4, and then acting, I gave 5. The only thing that would have brought the acting down was the kid.
Yeah, that's why I marked
but
it.
But I thought Tim was fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
All the bad guys were good. The guy Curry was fantastic, just in the sense that he was like a bumbling idiot.
Yeah,
that finds his childhood hero.
Yeah,
you know, and then like that's
then
the scene that like
him.
It's like yeah, and then shoots him, but he's. Well, think about it. He's a criminal. He's a crook, right? So he's like, oh my gosh, you're like my idol, and I get to kill my idol.
You know what I mean?
So it kind of was like a double win for him. He's like, no way, and then he gets killed. But yeah, it is definitely a flip on for me. I definitely stopped for it. I'm shocked I was able to not watch this for so long.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Or I didn't see anything else on it. I'm surprised it hasn't been out there more. But I thought this was a really good film. And I mean, if you don't like Westerns, I get it. You probably want to avoid it. But I think most people will find something they enjoy about this. Just make sure you don't get spoiled.
Yeah.
Joe, go pretend you didn't hear any of our conversation.
Flip it off before the credits start, for the love of God.
Yeah,
right.
Turn it off.
Yeah, Tim, by the way, if anybody isn't aware of this, once the movie ends, Tim turns it
Tim's
off.
Tim's out.
Yeah, I'm done.
Which
I'm
is weird because he's
done.
A huge.
As
you're,
soon as it's over.
You've seen so many Marvel films.
Yeah, but usually, like, those are an expectation, right? Like, with a movie like this, I don't expect anything to be at the
That's
end.
That's true.
So I
you know, maybe off. Like a hand coming out of the grave with a gun. You can't kill Billy the Kid.
I can't kill him. Oh, shit. What's that? The Africa Won't Let Him Die. What's the...
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Extraordinary Gentlemen. Yeah. Sean Connery. Hand out of the grave. Yeah.
Exactly what I was going for.
Yeah.
This is why we write movies in our heads. But Mr. Old Billy the Kid Henry. So let me read my scores. I have, like, the dialogue and the vibe out of 3. I mean, I'm just not necessarily
a Western person.
Like, that's just not my vibe. I had the plot, the acting, the pacing that I just about read as dancing and was going to be very confused. As a 4.
Nice.
I said music and cinematography were a plus. I'm ignoring the song at the end because it was not part
fair.
Of the film.
It's
not
a totally different vibe. Yeah.
But yeah, cinematography was just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'd stop at a hotel and it was a flip on for me.
Wow. Okay, so I'm not good at splitting the pod.
I have decided that I like new Westerns. It's just the old stuff.
That's what I was going to say too, Tim, when you were saying like, oh yeah, it's a Western. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I kind of feel like it wasn't as Western-y as other Westerns. Is that weird?
It doesn't follow the old formula of a Western.
Yeah, the old formula is a little bit slower, sometimes more dramatic. There's always, like, just like in action movies, there's usually some kind of camp out scene, some kind of horse chase scene.
Those are usually your staples.
Yeah, it's usually your staples for, like, a Western, right? And then shootouts and stuff, obviously. But, yeah.
Yeah, this one just reminded me.
They had a camp out. I just realized they did camp out.
Oh.
They did.
That's true. Damn it. Well, I was going to say, this one reminded me, it wasn't quite as, like, intricate as The Hateful Eight, but it kind of reminded me of that, right? Like a new age Western where, like, you're kind of just waiting for something to, like,
I think
I
like new age Western.
Yeah.
I can see. I mean, yeah, they're fantastic, so.
Old Western, I still don't understand. I can't
also
get
fantastic.
There. I know that you still like it, but I just can't get there, man.
Okay.
So Old Henry wraps up our viewing of the seasons of 4.
Wow.
4 seasons.
So after we leave the 4 seasons here, we're going to go to the dog days of Cage. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and our wrap next week.
Yeah.
If you like this episode, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at FlipperFlix. I guess we don't have to say it anymore, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm old. Follow along, see what we're doing. Interact if you'd like to.
Yeah, hit us up there. I don't know. You can also give us recommendations on other of those sites, or you can go to our website at www.flipperflix.com. Yeah, we do a couple recommendations each season, so we just love getting... We're trying to pander right now. We're trying to get you to come to our website, give us some clicks, and recommend us a movie, because, you know, we're going to have to pick those eventually, and more the merrier, right?
Yeah.
You can also, speaking of pandering, you can also rate us, rate and review us on Apple, Spotify now. Oh, we also do polls there occasionally, so that's always fun.
Answer Adam's questions.
Answer all of my questions, goddammit.
And if you're wondering, when can I catch these fools? You can catch us at 1 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. We're on Spotify, as Adam mentions, where he does his polls. We're on Apple, Google, Amazon. I believe you can subscribe on the various platforms, and that way you'll get like a push notification, or it'll come right into your queue, so that way you don't ever have to look at the clock on Thursday. It'll just be there for you. Kitty!
Give me a paper. Give me a paper. Bye, later.